A record net farm income is projected. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. How can net farm income set a record considering the severity of the drought? The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller explains in this report.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is projecting record-setting net farm income for 2012.
Their most recent estimate actually shows net farm income increasing about 4% from last year. I think the greatest surprise is that this is a massive drought, and a lot of people that are not involved in agriculture would be shocked to think that a drought and net farm income increasing goes together.
American Farm Bureau economist Todd Davis says that's really not unusual. Shortages raise the prices farmers receive for crops.
But that doesn't mean that every farmer in the U.S. has increasing net farm income. The livestock sector is actually paying more for feed, and so their profitability is declining. Dairy has been the hardest hit because they have higher costs and the price of milk is coming down, so they're losing money.
Crop insurance payouts are included in the income projection, so farmers who might otherwise have gone under due to the drought will be able to plant another crop next year.
It's very easy to say net farm income is a record, but I don't want to minimize the damage that's been caused by this drought on the individual farmer. This drought has demonstrated that the risk management tool, crop insurance, works well. What the Farm Bill has as a major component are tools that supplement and increase the safety net for producers.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Davis goes on to explain how the projected farm income affects consumers.
It will take a while for the effect of this drought to be measured and for the market to absorb some of this effect. You will see greater impact in the products that consume corn and soybeans directly, which would be the meat, the dairy, and eggs. A lot of products have corn, but not in great quantities, and so that effect on consumer prices is going to be less than the products that directly eat the corn, like the meat and the poultry.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.